Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Is this on the way out? We've spent years trying to make doorbells smarter. We fitted cameras to them, the Wi-Fi, speakers. I mean, you can even arrange your own voice activation on the doorbell. And a survey today from uswitch.com tells us about a third of Gen Z, or a third of young people, would rather text or call when they arrive to somebody's house rather than ringing the doorbell or knocking the door. And you might ask, why? Well, seemingly, they're petrified. James is with us on the line today. James, are you a Gen Zer?
I am Gen Z, yeah. I'm 25 years old.
Right. Do you ring the bell?
I do ring the bell, yeah. I don't have a fear of it at all. No, there's other things to be scared of in life. Well, the bell isn't one of them. Now,
I mean, I couldn't believe this today. Of all of the things in the world that you might be afraid of, to go up to somebody's house and ring a doorbell. Why do you think some people are uncomfortable doing it, though?
I think it probably speaks to sort of a wider thing of young people, particularly sort of the lack of interaction with people. A lot of stuff, you can order food online, you can order, you know, products, you can do nearly anything online instead of having to ring someone or see people face to face, which is, you know, people have grown up with that are my age. So there's sort of a decline in the confidence to do it. I was lucky enough to have parents to sort of instill the sense of confidence into me and push me forward to challenge myself, and I never had that issue. But I think the problem isn't so much, oh, you're unwilling to make a phone call or ring a doorbell. As a young person, I don't think that is necessarily the bigger problem. The bigger problem is the lack of confidence to begin challenging situations. You know, whether you're introduced to a new group of people, or you're in work and you have to, you know, present a project or present something in a class, it's public speaking. There's a number of things that the skill of being able to be confident in yourself and be comfortable being uncomfortable is quite a valuable skill, which I think goes back to the example of being unwilling to ring a doorbell. I think it is quite damaging in a lot of aspects of your life if you're not able to challenge yourself, essentially.
Seemingly, some of the respondents said that, you know, they felt they just didn't want to be seen to intrude on somebody. But presumably, if you're ringing their doorbell, you've a reason for going there in the first instance.
I mean, I think intruding on somebody would be, you get a ladder and you climb up and look in their bedroom window on the second floor. Intruding, I don't think, is ringing or using an object for what it's meant to be used for, which is ringing the bell. If you have a bell there, you have implied consent to ring the bell. Now, if you have a note beside it that says, I'm on night shift, don't ring, or there's a baby sleeping, don't ring, then yes, you perhaps are intruding. But at the end of the day, if the bell isn't rung, then what is the purpose of the bell? You might as well not have a doorbell. Yeah.
Hugh is on the line. Hugh, when you're going to somebody's house, will you ring the bell, or will you sit outside in the car or outside the front door and call or text them to say you're there?
Hi, good afternoon, Andrew. Yeah, no, I'd be the same as James. I've no real issue with ringing the doorbell. I think the doorbell is there to be used. But like, if you look at the recent statistics, 60% of Gen Z have social anxiety. So I've seen when you ring on the doorbell, there's the chance that you might meet their parents or whatever, and there's the expectation there for small talk. So, you know, I guess there's also that you're not just ringing the doorbell, you're dealing with the unexpected. What happens if one of their parents or whoever else comes to the door, and there's the expectation then to have the conversation? And, you know, that can be quite difficult for many Gen Zs. So I assume there's the unexpected with what's behind the door. Also, there could be dogs, which could go for you or anything. But no, I'm sort of the person that rings the doorbell no matter what.
Yeah, it's going to be very difficult to navigate a work environment, you know, and just kind of general life, really, if there's that sort of big of a fear, isn't it? You know, of the unexpected, I can understand. I mean, if you're maybe doing door-to-door sales, or, you know, you're going around selling something, or I'm thinking of people maybe out canvassing or something like that in an election, or, you know, I can understand if you're going to somebody's door unannounced, unexpected. I get maybe the hesitation, but if you're kind of, I don't know, like, I mean, I'm not that old, but in our case, we wouldn't, you know, the mobiles kind of come in nearly when I was in junior cert, and you just called to people's houses. Like, that was just what you did. You called over for your friends to meet them, or like, I just find it a little bizarre today that, you know, for people that you're maybe arranging to meet, that you'd struggle to kind of knock the door, you know?
It's a bit of an odd one. I think knocking at the door, it's like, I presume you mentioned there about canvassing, etc. I presume if you look there, I think with the recent by-elections, like, I presume people experienced it in Galway, etc. But, you know, I think with knocking on a door, you're more likely to get them. But saying that, in the report, it said that 39% felt that they were more likely to get them via the phone. If you look, what happens if the doorbell is broken or whatever, if they're down the back of the house,
people
probably won't hear it.
Well, just to give you a flavour, some of the texters, listener tells me, I don't answer the door if the bell goes unless it's prior arranged. I'm in my 50s, I live in my own, and I'm not comfortable. That's totally fair enough. Completely understand that. Listener says the video doorbells are the best thing ever. You can look and you can decide if you actually want to go over and talk to whoever is at the door. Yeah, I completely agree. Absolutely love my Ring doorbell. Listener says, I'm more surprised that Gen Z will actually sit outside and ring and make a phone call, because I can never get my own kids to answer their phones. They're terrified of speaking on the phone, and it's crazy. They'll text me back and they'll just very simply say, what do you want? Rebecca Rose is with us on the line today. Rebecca, are you afraid of doorbells, or how do you navigate calling for somebody?
So it's not that I'm afraid, but I think there's just like a mental block around it. Like, my friends and I never ring each other's doorbell. Like, when I'm going to my friend's house, I always text them 10 minutes in advance to like warn them that I'm going to call them and be there. So then when I arrive, I call them, they'll answer their phone and then come out. I'm not sure it's like that I'm socially anxious or that any of my friends are anxious either. Like, I'd say we're all quite confident. I think it's more just a habit and a ritual. Like, I wouldn't want to be rude and like impose, like, maybe they have a family member or an older sibling who's working from home or studying or doing something important, and then I'd be like bothering them by like ringing the doorbell and being like, hi, where's my friend? So yeah, it's definitely more of a routine, but I don't think it's necessarily a social anxiety thing.
So it's just a sort of a cultural shift. I mean, obviously, like, all your friends naturally all have, you know, smartphones, and you probably like don't just arrive at people's houses, which I'm not suggesting anybody do either. That's a conversation for another day. But you know, you will have prior arranged to meet up with friends or to call over and meet them, but you'll ring and say, or text them and say, I'm outside the house, rather than ring the doorbell.
So we'd organise the plan, and then I'd text them like when I'm on the way, and then we'd normally be like talking anyway, like texting, be like, oh, I'm 10 minutes away, I'm 5 minutes away, 2 minutes away. Then when I'm actually there, I'll give them a call and I'll just wait outside. But I just think it's a cultural thing and what we're all used to, because again, maybe it's because we're not used to just calling on people's doorbells, which we used to do when we were younger. Yeah. But the past 6 years, I haven't rang a doorbell. And either it drives my mom crazy, but I'll be in my room, I'll hear the doorbell go, and I just won't answer.
What?
So it's like a mental block around it, and I can't like put my finger on it, but it's just not something that we're used to be doing.
Yeah. And would your family or your parent, would they not give out to you, but like, would they say to you, why did you not go down and answer the door?
Oh, it drives my parents crazy. Yeah. They're like, why will you just not answer the doorbell, go near the doorbell? And I cannot tell them why. Like, even if I'm so close to it, I just won't answer it. And it drives her absolutely crazy. But again, I think it's just a mental block. It's not that I'm scared to talk to someone, because it's probably like,
well, you're here talking to the country today. I mean, you don't obviously know what you're chatting to. So
it's not an anxiety thing. Like, it's probably my neighbour just, I don't know, saying hi, or like kids who live on the park by our house. And I just won't answer it. And I cannot tell you why, but it drives my family crazy. And I think my brother's the same. He never answers it either. So it's clearly our generation thing.
Yeah, it must be. This listener tells me, I've never liked ringing doorbells. I'm now in my 60s and I will do it, but only if I have to, unless somebody's expecting me. I'm a very sensitive person. I'm not naturally comfortable with strangers, and I was very timid as a child as well when we were sent to school to do things like sell tickets for charities door to door. I won't stand outside for ages trying to pluck up the courage to do it. So maybe There were more like me, but we just didn't talk about it then. And another texter tells me, I think the Ring doorbell should be banned. But aside from the doorbells, what is it with people not putting their number of their house on the door or anywhere close to it? People call their address by only their air code, so you're forced to use Google Maps to find it. It drives me crazy, says this listener. Keep your thoughts coming into us. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Rebecca, Hugh, James, thanks a million for getting in touch.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.